Whether they'd received the news from Paris or not, it hardly seemed to matter. Traditional grass skirt on, a telling glance to the Duke, as if to say, these are the images everyone will now be talking about, not the ones the subject of an injunction thousands of miles away. The only thing that did seem to matter, the Duke couldn't quite match Kate's natural sway, but he gave it a go anyway, though he carried off the skirt and can expect a ribbing from his brother. Hot but not bothered, Kate was having a ball, no doubt relief for them both after a testing few days. William will be king of Tuvalu one day, and Kate queen. They already seem at home on the Pacific island, like the queen 30 years before them. This was how she and Prince Philip were brought ashore on their visit in 1982, the year both William and Kate were born. It must be something about Tuvalu which seems to put everyone at ease. St James's Palace said the couple welcomed the injunction banning the publication of topless photographs of the Duchess. The smiles throughout this Jubilee tour have masked their fury over such intrusion, described by the French court as a brutal display of their private lives. William and Kate prepare to return home to reality, and as they do so, reflect on the highs, but also the lows that now define a couple not willing to be walked over. Paul Harrison, Sky News, the South Pacific.